At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm doing a puzzle. You can't see it. I could move the camera so you saw it, but just trust me. It's a puzzle. It looks like this. So that's what I'm doing. I like the solo pods. I like them. They made me feel crazy, obviously, because I'm talking to nobody, for sure. But it's almost like weird. I think it's weird that people like it. So if people like me just like talking to nobody, I'm happy to do it. I think. But last time I did it while I was painting. So I was wondering if it would be cool if I did it while I was doing a puzzle, because I think maybe it's easier for me also attention span wise. Is that better light? You don't know. Whatever. It's borscht. It's Bosch. It's Bosque. It's Baroque. I just learned that word today. So I guess I was thinking about talking about... Well, I guess how I've been feeling lately is there's like some sort of epic lethargy going on with me where... I think it's a sickness, could be Lyme's disease, but it's not tick season, but I was upstate. But when I get sick, I get like super weepy. What are you doing, Coyote? She got spayed. And it made me think about depression. Oh, you got a rope, nice. And I was thinking about depression because I bought this house and the house is so great and I really like my life and I have a dog and I like this little tiny apartment I live in and like nothing's like wrong and yet there's still the depression and I think that like hit me really hard because I was like, wait, every ladder I've tried to climb, I've done a good job, I feel. I mean, except for food addiction. I am a food addict still. And it still is like here. It still is just like, it's just the same person, like even the wind is blowing here and it reminds me of being a little kid and like listening to the wind out at the farm I grew up on and being like, not depressed, but kind of like, what's the point? I mean, I remember in that bedroom that had the wind blowing, at one point would anybody notice if I killed myself? And I was like 7 and I went downstairs and I grabbed this knife and I wasn't going to do it. The thought of it made me like shut down and I just like immediately went upstairs and fainted promptly because it freaked me out so much. But I just don't think it's hard because people like fight depression, right? And I view like fighting OCD as a thing, like as almost like this disease. And depression is this weird thing because it's so not like that. Like, it's so not like obsessive thoughts. Like, you're being dominated. Sure, there's depression where you're being dominated by negative thoughts. There's depression where you're like, how am I ever going to do this thing? It's so insurmountable, therefore I'm going to fall into depression. I went through a breakup, so I'm going through depression. There is that. But then there's like the next level depression, or the level that I'm familiar with, which is like all of a sudden everybody you're talking to feels so incredibly far away from you, to the point that everything almost seems like a game. Like you're like, you feel like you're acting in a play. Like that's the depression that you get to, where you're like, this person is playing their role, I'm playing my role, nobody really knows each other, and I'm just going to be this person till I die. Like, I don't understand the point. And then people ask you to do things, and you're like, well, I don't even know who this bitch is because I've been thinking too hard on it. And then you just kind of have to show up as this person that you have been, because that's what people expect of you, but really you're so many thousands of miles away. And maybe you can let them in on that. Maybe you can be like, I'm going through a depression right now. And maybe you have the manic depression. I mean, manic depression is fun, where you're like, holy shit, it's so funny how much I want to die. Like, it's hilarious that I feel this bad. That's a real one. That's a good one. I like that one. But the dissociative depression, which for me comes when I'm like a little, when my, you know, like when I've been sick for too long, or I haven't got enough sleep. And it comes in this form of like, this like black velvety depression that's like, it's like, it becomes like the idea of not being around almost becomes like there's this panic that you get when you, there's a panic that you get when you think about, the only way to stop my thoughts is to no longer exist, right? Like the only way to stop my thoughts is to end it all and then I'll be okay. And that's a bad one. I mean, I think anxiety is worse than depression. I hate with the times where I have anxiety and I'm like fucking having a panic attack at the mere idea. Like somebody said the other day, I was like, I was in panic mode, and somebody said something like a pregnant lady was like, or we're talking about a pregnant friend. It was like, she's about to pop. And I was like, oh, I'm about to have a panic attack just because you said like a visceral thing. And like music or anything can knock it off. I mean, I've gone to see movies and they've overwhelmed me, but I just passed out because I was in panic zone. But I do think is worse, because you're just like, dude, at least let me land on the earth. But then the depression is like, you land on the earth and you have these like concrete boots on. And every time you pull them up, right as you start to lift them off the ground, you start to realize like, why am I even doing this? And then they just land back where they were. And you're like, dude, what are we doing? Not only is this hard, but it also seems like completely fruitless. Like it's like to what end? I think that, you know, it's funny, whenever people are out of depressions, they always think they've cured their depressions. Like I have so many friends who are like, I figured it out. If I Wim Hof every day, and if I, you know, just lift weights three times, whatever it is, I'll get out of it. And then when they get in it, it's like, yeah, I just kind of decided that like doing that thing doesn't really work for me. So, and it's like, it's just waves. I mean, I feel like every acid trip if you go on an acid trip, you're like, all I'm supposed to take away from this is everything is in waves. Like at least when I've tripped, I felt like you had to ride these waves of just nausea and then anxiety and then depression. And it just, I think it's interesting that once it wears off, you're like, oh, and now I'm out of the wave. And it's like, I think you're just in wider waves, or like in more slowly. And maybe that's depressing for people to think that everything's like literally comes in seasons, that moods are in seasons. Or I think it's super comforting, because I think that maybe that means like if every like epoch of depression or anxiety or OCD or whatever it is feels so overwhelming, kind of like an acid trip, where you're like, I'm never going to get out of this headspace. I can't even remember what it's like being in the other headspace. And if I were like to actually be like, I know this is a wave and I'm going to ride it out, then I think maybe I could have like the capacity to like witness it more, like experience it and be like, let's look at this wave, which is what I've been trying to do more of, is be like, let's check out this whack ass fucking wave I'm in, because I know it's going to be gone soon. And it is hard to do it, but that, hi. But, oh my God, she's chibi. She's just chibi. Yeah, oh, thank you. How can you be depressed with a chibi? Oh my gosh, it does help. It does help an insane amount, actually. Thank you, chibi. Thank you for the kisses. I don't need so many. She has stitches. And I know what you guys are going to say. Why isn't her cone on her? And it's because she just pulls her little head out of it, and she's very crafty, and she takes it off. But she hasn't been licking the stitches. I've been keeping an eye on her. She's very high right now, aren't you?
Yeah, she's high as a goddamn kite. Yeah, she is.
But yeah, if you like acknowledge that it was waves, then maybe you could ride the fucking, not ride the waves. Maybe you, I mean, we all have to ride the waves, but maybe you could like examine the waves. And it's, you know, it's like, I was thinking about this because me and my friend are both really into David Foster Wallace. And then we were like talking about how he killed himself, even though so much of his life's work was about unbattling depression and like not letting it overtake you and examining it. And I am curious as to what happens there. Like if it's a slow burn until you just can't take the doldrums anymore, or if it's the metabolic rate of anxiety gets so out of control that you're like, I just need to shut this all down. I guess I can imagine it in the depression sense. There are times where I can imagine that. There are times where I'm so, I mean, there's the rejection depression where you get rejected by somebody and then you go so low that you're like, you're almost like, I can't really fully remember being in it because I'm not in it right now. But I think that, oh my God, you are fart. You are fart, dog. Oh, Coyote. That is crazy. The vet said that when they were cutting her uterus out of her body or whatever they do, that she was ripping ass. Oh my God, you are fart dog. Oh my God. We're going to go outside and shit after this immediately, and I will force it out of you. Oh my God, you're a fart dog. It's because I have to give her special food or else she finds the treat and spits it out, or finds the medication and spits it out. Anyway, Coyote, I'm trying to talk about depression, and you're out here tripping bowls on frickin' oxy, doggy oxy. Look at you. Oh, my God. Anyway, I guess I'm trying to imagine the feeling of getting, of being, I guess it probably gets to a point of, like, insane, you know what it is? This has happened before, not what it is. I don't know people's experience in ending their lives. But you know what I have had happen? I have gotten so depressed that the idea of ending it has gotten so real, like where I've been like, I genuinely cannot see the benefit of not doing this, that then I start getting panicky and then it becomes like intrusive thoughty where it's like, well, what if I just did it? What if I just did it? And then that I can totally get. But depression is a tricky one because depression is also, you know, it's something that everybody says they have, right? Like they're like, I'm depressed. I'm depressed right now. And then having depression is this totally different thing. She has depression. And it is, it's frustrating because when somebody says you're depressed, I all of a sudden am imagining them hovering 6 feet away from their words in that moment. And I'm like, are you depressed? Because that means that you're not even grounded here with me. And then you ask further and they're like, yeah, I'm just depressed because I didn't get the job I wanted, which is like totally reasonable. But I was literally imagining that you had, that you were a glossed over ham that was frozen in a meat counter and that you were just forcing words out of your mouth in order to be able to be part of civilization for a moment longer. So that's tricky. Also, it's like I'm going through a depression right now, you know, a real one where I'm like so sleepy from just being sad. Not even sad. I'm just sleepy from realizing that there's nothing ever gets you to the place that you want to be. And I'm at least like, I just am, it's not being plagued by obsessive thoughts. Like it's not, that's not how I feel. I don't feel like there's obsessive intrusive. And I'm so happy to be in that I will take the doldrums all day long. And I do wonder if there's something to that, to the waves, where you're like, fuck yeah, at least I'm not in a gnarly wave right now. So I wonder I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but it's like what maybe the most neurodivergent people. You know, people hate neurodivergent, and I think it's so sick. And I had a hard time saying that because it was, like, so woke, and I was like, you know. But when they were like, don't call crazy people crazy, call them neurodivergent. I don't, you can call crazy people who are shitting in the streets crazy. I don't care about that. They are crazy, and they need help. But the neurodivergent thing, I was like, it sounds like a sci-fi. It's incredible. I will take neurodivergent any day. Over, like, troubled, which is, like, a fucking, what we call the Irish Civil War back in the day, the Troubles. Like, I don't, that is not, Troubles sound like he's, that man is troubled. That sounds, she's troubled. Troubled sounds, ethereal and whimsical. Neurodivergent sounds smarter than the average person and bionicle. And I dig it.
Oh my God, thank you, Fart Dog. Thank you, Fart Dog.
Remember Bartok the Magnificent from Anastasia? They call her Fart Talk because she's Fart Talk. She farts and she looks like a bat.
Oh, thanks for the kisses.
Yeah, you're high. You're really into me because you're so high. No, you're always into me. You love me. Anyway, I also am curious if the depression I'm in is a depression or if it's like a feeling like I finally gave up trying to meet everybody's expectations or if that's one and the same thing. But I have just been saying no to everything and staying inside and puzzling, which sounds like depression or autism. Golly, I was like, what kind of people puzzle? Because I love puzzling. And my friend was like, it's literally the symbol of autism. And it is. Turns out, Googled it. It's the symbol of autism. It's the slogan, which is pretty fucked up, actually. Being like, these magical people put the pieces together a little differently. That's crazy. Anyway, I'm happy to be depressed right now. It's weird. It's weird to be okay with being depressed. I wonder what that's all about. I think it's, yeah, it's because I'm so glad that I'm not. I mean, my OCD is always fucking rampant, but I am just glad to not be stuck in some fucking manic nightmare. You know, the other thing that happened is I, like, decided, I was like, you know what, I'm going to start, like, standing up for myself and not doing shit that I don't want to do and, like, saying no to people and, like, actually having boundaries, because I never fucking have boundaries. I mean, the crazy, if you grow up with scarcity mentality in your household where it feels like you need to be at friends' houses in order to, like, get fed and feel good, you start equating what your needs are with how to make other people happy so they keep you around. So, like, if somebody's like, do you want to come to this party? My first thought is, like, of course you want to go. It's just a matter of can you go? Because there might be somebody else who has, like, a higher amount of, you know, of security that they're providing for you that you actually need to take care of first. Or, like, closeness or whatever the form of security is. And I, like, never actually was, like, checking in and being like, am I actually interested in that? It was just like, and I, like, all of a sudden my life got so out of control because I just was constantly doing shit. And I was, like, having these weird mental breakdowns where I was just like, what am I even, why am I? And I remember my therapist said to me, he goes, he sounds harsh, but he's the love of my life. He goes, you're not even a person. All you are is somebody that's a mirroring other people. And that's obviously extreme, but he speaks in extremes because it helps me. And it really, it, like, hit me hard where I was like, damn, it is true. Like, I'm just constantly, whoever I'm dating, I'm trying to keep them around. Whoever I'm not dating, I'm trying to find the person that would want to date me or get closer to my friends so that I can justify being a single person. And then I need to make the friends happy and let them know that I'm constantly there for them. And if they know that I'm there for them, then I won't be alone when I die. And, like, I just, like, it was, like, I was, like, so fucking terrified of being alone that I was just, like, forgetting to actually experience what it was like to be alone. I know that I say this with a little dog on my lap, but she's not a person.
She's a person. I'm sorry I did that.
But, yeah, and now I'm, like, dude, being alone fucking rips. doing this puzzle right now rips. I know I'm not alone because I'm recording for and might put this out, but like, dude, it's the amount of shit that I like doing by myself is so, I just had no idea. I mean, it's scary to be alone also as a food addict because you just think you're going to binge eat. But I fucking just emptied out my fridge and just spent 3 days by myself. I mean, I was doing shows, but no, I took 2 days off. And it's like, I'm doing freaking, my apartment is so clean. You can't see it. I put tongue oil on my butcher block in there. I freaking reorganized. I took a bath. What the fuck? What am I, a duchess? That's crazy. Don't eat that.
Oh my God, you're just little things.
And this dog is the best dog. This dog is the best dog. She's the best dog in the whole world. She's cheapy. Yeah, it was epic. It was crazy how much stuff I got done. It wasn't even stuff I got done. People always say that stuff I got done. It was crazy how easy it was to fill my time. I was freaking reading books for 2 seconds and putting them down and then watching a show for 6 hours. Sure. Sure. Did I watched an entire season of some bullshit. Yeah. That's okay. It was awesome. Was it depression? I think so. Is it kind of awesome? Yeah. To not manically run away from depression is the most badass thing I've ever experienced. To not be like, I have to escape this, make plans, be around people. Da-da-da-da-da. But to just be like, I'm gonna sit in this bitch. I'm gonna sit in it. Is fucking hardcore, dude. I don't know if anything. I don't care. I don't care. I like doing the solo pods because they help me work shit out. You guys seem to like them. Anyway. Nope. What are you doing? You can't do the puzzle. Thanks. Why are you so licky? What makes a dog licky, if anybody has information on that? Yeah. It feels very different than when I had child. I mean, that's not true. There was one time where I lived up in this cabin and I was so depressed. And I lived up in this cabin and this guy that I was like madly in love with was dating this other woman and they were just like kind of shacking up in the house right next to the cabin I lived in. And I like knew it, so I couldn't even go outside because then I would see them and it would break my heart. And I remember that level of depression. But you know what's interesting is, thank you, is I don't remember anything about my life, like about college. This was in college. I don't remember anything about college. Like, college friends would be like, remember when you did this? And I'm like, absolutely not. But I remember like looking out of my eyes at that moment and being like, holy shit, I'm depressed. Like, this is a big boy. And I remember looking around and like seeing all the things in my room. And I still can, like, you know, when you have those moments, do people do this where you go, just for the fun of it, I'm going to see if I can remember this moment forever. Like, you're like, I'm going to lock this one in. And you never do. You never, like, right now, if I think, like, what are those, that maybe one I can recall. Anyway, those moments of, like, super depression, I can conjure back up, which is kind of sick. It's almost like you are going to experience this snapshot of your life. And it, sure, it's going to be really sad, but it's going to be vivid and, like, rich in color and brutal and, like, yeah, it's like gonna, and then I think after time, I mean, over time, I like look at that person, like at the time I was like, you're such a pathetic piece of shit. And now I look at her and I'm like, look how cool you were. You lived in a cabin. You had like a fire going in your own room. You can just sit down. You don't have to be right on my lap. Snug dog. Here, sit down, lay down. Come on. Yeah. Have a little lay down. That's good. Oh, she's high as a goddamn cat. She has the munchies. She never eats. She's eating freaking everything. Ooh, careful. Anyway, that's how I feel about that. You know what else I don't experience? I don't experience when people are like, I'm so depressed at the state of the world. Can I just say, I hate that. I hate that. I've never said this out loud. I hate that. Because you're depressed at the state of the world. Okay. You're depressed because Trump got elected, Kamala didn't. That means people hate women. We do know that. But it's not even about that. It's like depressed about the state of the world. Why does that bother me? I'm depressed about the state of the world. I guess it's like you're living in this. You know what it's like saying? It's like saying This is going to sound so fucked up and people are going to get mad at this. Overwhelmed, disappointed, like, I feel fucking weird. I feel crazy. Like, I feel, but like, I feel depressed. Like, why are you depressed? I don't know. Look around. That actually, that bothers me so much. And I'm not saying I'm right about this. I'm just saying that fucking pisses me off. Why are you depressed? I don't know. Look at the election. And maybe people just feel differently than me and that is a cause of their depression. But for me, I'm like, that's like me being like, somebody being like, why are you depressed? I'm like, I don't know, dude. The landlord, the building that I'm living in is crumbling. It's like, it's not why you're depressed. That's not, I mean, that sucks and your building will eventually crumble and hopefully you're not in it and don't die. And I, but like, that's why you're sad. And that's why you are having a momentary, you know, but like, I feel like depression has to come from, like if somebody says I'm going through a breakup, I'm depressed. That makes more sense to me because that's like saying my landlord came into my room and took a shit on my head. And it's like, okay, well, now your landlord's in your life and in your space and out of your eyes and tampering with your emotions. But, like, if Trump grabbed me by the pussy, sure, that might be, that might warrant, and then went on to be president, that might warrant some depression for me. Maybe that's a real thing and I just don't have that version of it. But when people say that, I'm just trying to say how I feel. It fucking pisses me off. What, I mean, I'm missing side pieces. I'm missing edge pieces, okay? I don't know where they are. I've looked through the box multiple times. Anyway, what else is going on? I was thinking about that because I was thinking about the Elon Musk salute, which was just, I mean, that was, wasn't that so, I immediately thought that he was just going to get, like, curried out of the, I thought that he was going to get just like funneled away into some oblivion where somebody could punish him. And it just never happened. I was like, sure of that. I was like, surely this is going to be an issue, but it wasn't. It was totally fine. But yeah, that doesn't really depress me. And you know what else I think? Sometimes I think when people are like, I'm depressed at the state of the world. I'm like, actually what I think is really going on is you're a little bit like, now you get to like, be upset about something, which I actually think makes you a little bit more stoked. I don't mean to be fucked up. I get that there's like women who are actually depressed at the horrible things going on, but there's a little part of me that's like, I think that now you have something to talk about. And that's fun. I feel that way sometimes. I just, dude, I could never imagine being like, I'm depressed at this state, whatever. Anyway, I'm trying to think of when depression started. I think it started like 2 years old. I mean, I don't think depression is something that you like, that you, you know, you, there are kids that I grew up with that had amazing households and they were still depressed. I think depression is like your brain is working overtime and at some point it dawns on you. And for some people it's earlier than others that nothing matters and you can, and they get into philosophy, we get into philosophy, we try and study our way out of it, and we go, oh my God, but if nothing matters, that means everything matters. Nietzsche's right, we can, you know, I mean, Nietzsche was both, but he eventually came to that conclusion. But then you're like, oh, yes, I finally get it. I can make everything matter. And now I'm out, I'm not out of the depression, and now I see the light. And then you're like, you know, 6 weeks later, you're like, dude, but nothing fucking matters. So how did I even convince myself that that's the case? And it's like, well, the wave will come and crash over you again and you'll feel differently. But I think it's just being a kid and feeling that, like being like, fuck, dude, there's no reason to do anything. Like, I'm just going to make all these friends so that someday that they all die. Or I'm just gonna, why do I? I remember being like, why would I even go get out of bed to like see my mom, who I love, if eventually someday she's going to die? Like, there's actually no reason to live or be close to anybody if the people I'm closest to are going to leave me. I mean, I was obsessed with that. And I couldn't understand how other people were just walking around knowing that their parents weren't going to be around forever and were just chill with that. I was like, how is this not? I still, all the time, if my mom, I mean, I'm checking my phone right now in case it's my mom. And yeah, it's crazy. But Coyote, you are such a pig. Why are you eating everything? Fart dog. I mean, she literally has the munchies. She never is food driven at all. And as soon as she's on this drug, she's literally snoozing up anything that she can find. Hey, piggy, you gotta poop and then you can eat more. But you're full of poop right now because you won't poop because you're on drugs. Don't look at me. It's so windy out. It's awesome. I have to leave for a gig tomorrow and I'd rather be shot. What am I gonna do? What do people do? They just do stand up forever and just... I mean, I guess I do love it when I'm doing it, but geez, the fucking shit that you fucking... I mean, it's good. I'm living my dream. It's great. But that's what I mean about the depression. I mean, is it legal for me to just stay in this apartment forever and do puzzles until I die? Because that's really what I want to do. Does everybody want to do that? Or does that sound boring? God, it sounds so good to me. Have some friends over, have some tea, have them leave, keep doing puzzle, finish puzzle, get new puzzle. God, it sounds good. Is that old age? I mean, really, what is that? I'm not sure. It probably is just depression. I probably won't feel like this. I just go through these obsessive stages, like boxing. I was obsessed with boxing. I loved it. I still love it. I still love boxing. But now I'm like doing puzzles and soul cycle. It's quite odd. It's so weird. Every time I'm doing something, I always think I'm going to be in this forever. Depression. I'm going to be in this forever. I always think that. I remember I would have these meltdowns at night when I was little and I'd be like, I want to die. And I'd get so upset and so freaked out. And I remember my mom would be like, just go to sleep and everything will be better in the morning. And I remember being like, you are such a liar and I feel betrayed by you because you're just trying to get rid of me. And I would lay in bed and be like, dude, this bitch literally just wants me to go to bed so that she doesn't have to deal with my emotions. And I have a lot to talk about. Like, this whole God's concept is not working for me, you know. And I'd be freaking out and then I'd, you know, pass out, wake up the next morning, feel so much better. It's crazy. I mean, sometimes you don't and then you're like, fuck. And that's really when you're in the wah of depression. Boy, howdy. Those days where you wake up and you're like, it's the same. Because you hope it. Or when you fucking have a depression dream. Boy, that's awful. I had such a dead dad moment today where I bought that house. I was working on the house and like my friend sent me a picture of it. Megan, you met her. Of it. Like paint, you know, she moved the furniture and it just looked so sick. And I just was like, broke down crying because I was like, anybody I show is like, it's like you buy a house if you think you're a feral rat and like you need somebody like your, like a father to be like, you did such a good job, kiddo. You know what I mean? Like, it's so crazy how like ingrained that is. But his ass is dead. Anyway. Things are usually better in the morning. It is fucked up. You can't promise yourself that, though, because sometimes it's not, and then you really are fucked yourself. But that's rare. That's rare. Usually it's a little bit elevated. I think if there's one thing I wouldn't want to have, it would be insomnia. I had that for a long time during the pandemic after COVID. Don't know if it's related. Don't literally cannot say, but maybe. And that level of like exhaustion where you're just like, that could lead to you on your life because you're so dissociated that you're like, I want to feel again. I want to actually feel something again. Yeah, that's exhaustion. Exhaustion is funny because like exhaust on a car means the thing that comes out. But you're really not the exhaust. I mean, you're the exhaust pipe. You're piped. Because exhaust... You're exhausted. I guess you're exhausted of everything in you. Exhaustion. Exhaustion sickness. People say I get that because I don't sleep. You have exhaustion sickness. And I'm like, don't I have exhausted sickness? Because I'm not the thing that has been exhausted. I am the thing that has nothing left. I wonder if that's the problem, is to view it like... You're viewing it like you've exhausted something. Like, I've exhausted all my energy and now I need to replenish. I think that that might be a little troublesome. Because I don't think you've exhausted all your energy. I just think your energy has shifted. I think you're just a different version of yourself in that moment. And, like, recovery time, sure, that'll bring your, like, actual physiological energy up. But, like, I guess that's what we're saying by exhaustion. exhaustion. I guess exhaustion makes sense as a word. But I guess when thinking about it with depression, where people are like, you just need to recoup, regenerate, refill your life with positive things so you don't feel that way. There's a part of me that's just like, that's kind of bullshit. I think you have to, like, sit in it. Like, you gotta sit in the shit and, like, feel it, dude. I wish I could just describe depression to people. I can describe exhaustion. Exhaustion is like, yeah, it's like everything becomes so tactile. You're so tired that everything's become so tactile except for you. It's like everything's like vivid and you're like, I see all of these objects around me and they are such prototypes of what they are so like they are exactly what the object, like it's like a joke. It's like, oh, look at this chair just being a chair over here. Like, everything's such a, like, parody of itself because it's so itself. This is going to sound crazy to some of you maybe not. But then you're like, but me? I have no idea what the fuck that thing is. Very. I wonder what that's, maybe sleepiness gets you. I don't know what that is, but that's really how it feels like. Coyote, I need you to not jump up. I can help you up. Wait. Oh, my God. She's widow. You're just widow. Yeah, thanks. I really would like to find the edge pieces. I wish you guys could hear the wind outside. It's fucking epic. I like doing these solo pods. But I'm supposed to be, you know, a comedian, so everything I should do is funny. I don't know if that's true, though. I mean, that's not how I can't exist like that. That would be a bad life for me. Imagine. Oh, my God. I mean, everything's supposed to be real, but then you try and find the funny in the real, for sure. But I guess sometimes there's something good about just talking it out, talking the real out, before I've made it funny. I don't think these pieces actually go together. What else do I have to say? Something that's been happening is I've tried to do this thing where I'll get depressed because I'll have something like the next day or like in an hour, whatever amount of time it is. And I'll be like, I can't even imagine myself doing that thing. Like, I'll be like, okay, you have to like go to Midtown today. And I'll be like, I cannot picture getting up, going outside, getting on the train and doing the thing. And it's so crazy how much I'll spend so much time spinning out about the idea of how impossible the thing is that I'm going to do, that by the end of it, how much psychological energy I've put into considering the possibility of doing something is so much more dynamic and strenuous than the actual fucking act of going and doing some bullshit. That by the time I do the bullshit seems pretty fucking fine. So maybe you have to feel that way in order for the bullshit to feel okay, or else it'd feel a lot worse. Who knows? Who knows? I wonder how I'm gonna cope with aging. Like, is that gonna fucking... I don't know. Sometimes I think everybody tricks themselves and are like, I'm gonna age and be totally fine with it. I'm ready to be old. I mean, I'm literally doing a puzzle. But I do wonder how true that is. I mean, I wonder how fucked up. I should get just like a fucking old-ass bitch piece of dust on the podcast. Just an old motherfucker. Old-ass motherfucker. And be like, are you depressed because you're going to die soon? Wouldn't that be interesting? Is that fucked up? I want to do that. How do I ask somebody that? So you are brimming on death. You are, if you fill a glass of water and it's cusping over, you are right in that cusp line and you're about to spill out. And generations are lining up to just forget you. Time is ready to just fold you over into its frickin' phyllo dough. I'm hungry. Into its phyllo dough and forget you. You're just a lost speck of butter to make a big croissant. And then the croissant gets folded into more croissants, and it just keeps getting bigger, and there's no end to it, and you're frickin' done, and all your little trinkets are done, and the little shelves you put up are done. It's all done. And you hope you're gonna have people, and your kids are gonna keep living, and you won't even get to hang out with them in death, because they're just gonna be frickin' partying without you, and kind of relieved that you're gone. That's not true. I'm sorry for saying that. They're not relieved. You know, we could say stuff like this. That'd be interesting, right? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to you. I wonder how that'll feel. I hope it feels like... Oh my God. I cannot believe your farts. That is a human man who has eaten a full case of beer and diarrhea. That is a man who ate beer and diarrhea. I swear to God. I mean, it's like a contractor's fart. It's like a gift. It's like a gag. It's like a prank. It's like a prank fake fart smell. You're very cute, though. Let me see the stitches. Do they hurt? She's doing good with this, man. I'm proud of you. I'm sorry that I took away your capacity to procreate. That sucks. They always say that I want to clone my dog. I want to clone my dog. But you got to get him spayed. Like, you know, puppies are basically clones. You can just do that. I guess it's good to get them spayed, but I do feel very bad for doing it. Ugh, it's okay. Anyway, I wonder how aging will be. Losing relevance. If you can do it gracefully, or if you flail. So many people seem to flail. Or like, there's something that happens. There's some lack of chill that happens as you get older. You ever meet somebody, an old person, who doesn't lose their lack of chill? That's fucking crazy. My mom hasn't lost her lack of chill. It's great. But some old people, like, what's that woman's name? Abramowitz? I mean, power to her, but when she was younger, she did these, like, crazy installations where she would lay on a table and put knives and guns and weapons around her, and you would... She would see how long it would take for people to kind of, you know, get enough gumption to pick one up, and then somebody would push it to her skin, and then, you know, it was like if you lay a woman out in front of people, how far will people go with no law, nobody stopping them? Really interesting. I think they stopped when somebody picked up the gun, and then they called it. But she went really far. I think she got pretty cut up, actually. Anyway, it was sick. She had a lot of those. She had one where she had her partner holding like a bow and arrow aimed right at her for like a long time. That one was cool. Whatever. But then she got big fake tits, and like, and now she has like a skincare line. That bums me out so much. She's put out an anti-aging skincare line. Your farts are crazy. They're crazy. All right, I gotta take her out to shit. This is unreal, dude. That's unreal. I mean, it's impressive. I'm jealous. I mean, really incredible. All right, thanks.